For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. The partial government shutdown is now in its 26th day, stretching the already record-length closure of some federal agencies. In Louisville, some of Senator Mitch McConnell's constituents hold him responsible. But as Amina Alahi from member station WFPL reports, others are more concerned about their well-being than whether the Senate majority leader is to blame.
Sharon Baker lives in a tidy red brick house in the small city of Shively, southwest of Louisville. She is a federal mediator with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, and she's also a regional leader for the American Federation of Government Employees. I spoke with her this morning at her home.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
When I asked Sharon what time I should come by, she said whenever. That's because she's one of thousands of furloughed federal workers, so she didn't have anywhere to be. At 68, Sharon says she's lived through shutdowns before, but this one's different. She says it seems like officials in Washington aren't working together. And she blames Republicans, especially the president and one of her senators, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I believe he is serving the 45 Mr. Trump, and he is ignoring the constituents who put him in office.
Sharon says she has savings to fall back on, but with medical bills and mortgage payments, she's concerned about keeping up with it all. But she says she's better off than some of her coworkers and others in the Commonwealth.
Kentucky's hurting because who is leading Kentucky, which is Senator McConnell, and who is leading the country, which is Mr. Trump, are our co-conspirators. And they have stopped any movement of us going back to work and of the issue of border security being resolved.
Disagreement over funding for a wall along the border with Mexico is what led to the partial government shutdown. While some blame Republicans, who control the White House and Senate, others say House Democrats are at fault.
Nearly 100% of the calls that we get on a daily basis are people who are urging Senator McConnell, Senator Paul, the rest of our delegation to stand with the president and to help protect our border.
Trey Watson is the communications director for the Republican Party of Kentucky.
Nobody wants to see the government in the partial shutdown condition, but you know, when the alternative is not funding border security, to the level the president's requested, I think the people that we're hearing from want to see that done.
Politics is a focus for some Americans, but in Louisville, there are people with more immediate concerns. Take Vanity Greathouse. I met her outside the federal courthouse in Louisville. She says she's trying to apply for food stamps, a program that could run out of funding in February.
I hope the government opens back up. Everything just starts getting back to normal.
Then there's Brandon Norman. He's fresh out of rehab, homeless, and looking for work. He was able to pick up his Social Security check at the courthouse today without a problem. But he says losing government services could push those in poverty into worse situations.
Where a lot of us come from, like me, myself, violence, and it's a dark place, you know, and the little bit of help that the government does give, I mean, it sometimes is enough. So now it's kind of like, what's next, you know?
The shutdown is a threat to some people's personal stability as well as the stability of the country. That's according to a man I met named Robert, who would only give his first name. He uses food stamps and Social Security benefits.
And taking the benefit away from us is like taking our freedom, our rights. You know what I'm saying? The Constitution and everything the Constitution stands for, it looked like it just evaporated when they had the government shutdown.
To some Louisville residents who live paycheck to paycheck or rely on government benefits, who's responsible for the shutdown may be a secondary concern. I'm Amina Alahi in Louisville.